Welcome to On This Date with Trey, your daily history podcast of something cool, neat, or exciting that happened on this very day in history. I'm your host, Trey Dorn, and you knew that already. And today is July 14th, which you already knew as well. So we're on the ball here. So let's talk about what happened today. On this day in 1911, Harry Atwood landed a plane on the lawn of the White House. You heard me. He landed a plane on the lawn of the White House to accept an award from U.S. President William Taft. Taft, of course, the taftiest of all U.S. presidents. Harry Atwood was an aviation pioneer. Born in 1883, he originally trained at the Wright Flying School at Huffman Prairie near Dayton, Ohio. Within 3 months of his first flying lesson, he flew a record-breaking 576 miles, or 927 kilometers, from Boston to Washington, D.C. That's just amazing. You know, for, you know, the early 1900s. I don't know. It's pretty cool. You got to think, have a lot of respect for those early pilots taking their lives in their own hands.